Hot Stuff.
Good morning, this is Bella and Louie with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Katter Australian Party MP Nick DeMott has said that northern Queensland farmers and residents are in desperate need of more options to curb the spread of Narvula, an aggressive weed that outcompetes native flora and has been reducing the productivity of crops such as sugarcane. Queensland Cane and Renewables Senior Technical Officer Mr. Lawrence Diabella has stated that due to its highly invasive nature, grazing, agricultural environment and community lands have been devastated by weed. She claims that in some cases, crop productivity has been reduced by over 60%. DeMito has argued that harm reduction strategies like slashing and mowing have only increased the spread of the weed. He has said that the government must continue to allocate resources and funding to research which aims to find affordable solutions to curb the weed spread.
The Sunshine Coast Public Health Unit has seized a substantial quantity of illicit tobacco products. Between January and March, the health unit conducted 16 targeted inspections of retailers suspected of illicit tobacco supply, resulting in the issuance of 7 on-the-spot fines. Authorities have confirmed the seizure of 384,930 cigarettes and 34 kilograms of loose tobacco, valued at $331,000. The operation follows 36 community complaints regarding potential breaches during the same period. This enforcement action comes amidst several legislation reforms by the federal and state government. Recent legislation introduces stringent measures aimed at curbing the supply and commercial possession of illicit nicotine products, including vapes and related accessories.
In national news, social media companies, search engines and porn websites will be among the companies tasked with developing rules to prevent children from accessing adult content after the eSafety Commissioner used their powers to force industry bodies to develop a code. The code, which will cover app stores, apps, websites, search engines, social media services and others, will expect companies to make reasonable efforts to check users' age and block children from viewing R18 plus content. This comes as Meta, the largest social media company operating in Australia, told a parliamentary committee on Friday that while they support age checks, it was the responsibility of app stores to protect user privacy. The commissioner is expected to receive the final code later this year, with it coming into effect mid-2025.
ANZ Bank will pay over $3.25 million in remediation costs to over 18,000 estates after it was revealed that they charged fees and interest to thousands of deceased estates in violation of banking laws. The Banking Code Compliance Committee's chair, Ian Govey, says that while ANZ has taken actions to address the issue, the significance of the deficiencies in their compliance frameworks was, quote, deeply concerning. Charging fees to deceased customer accounts was one of the many scathing findings against the Big Four banks made by the Banking Royal Commission in 2019. Last year, ANZ made a profit of over $7.4 billion Australian dollars.
In international news, Category 5 Hurricane Beryl has made landfall on Carrico Island in Grenada, as confirmed by the US National Hurricane Center. The hurricane is intensifying rapidly, prompting alerts for life-threatening winds and perilous storm surges. Grenada's Prime Minister, Dickon Mitchell, reported severe devastation, noting that the island of Carrico was, quote, flattened within half an hour. Hurricane warnings are also active for Barbados, St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Tobago.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of rain, easing to showers during the afternoon. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 17. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11am. We will be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zz.org.au/news.